Hello.
Hello, my name is LaShonda, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I just need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who is in need of
That would
who's
be
in
me.
need of a, how can I help you?
Well, I was on the phone earlier and I accidentally cut the phone off. They were getting my information. And I went to go get my account number from my bank, and yeah, I hit the wrong button, got cut off. So,
sorry to hear that. When was your last day of work?
June 12th this year.
Thank you. Can I have your social security number?
That's 416-06-4702.
Can I have your name?
That's Michael Briggs.
Thank you. Can I have your date of birth?
It's 5/26/67.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Delancey.
My system's closed. One moment.
Okay.
One moment, please.
All right.
I need to catch up where you left off at. One moment.
Okay.
One moment. Right. Pretty far into it, but one moment.
Yeah, we're right for the direct deposit, and I had the routing, but I went to go get my account number, and I hit. Close the call when I was trying to get to the app. So,
okay. Okay, it looks like I've caught up to it. Looks like we. Can you verify your routing number?
The routing number is 062 000019.
Thank you. Can I have the checking account number, please?
Yes, it's 032-715-0941.
Can you repeat that, please?
032-715-0941.
Can I have the name of your last employer?
Warehouse Furnishing Distributors.
Can I have their telephone number?
Corporate is, hold on for just a moment. Well, this is their HR department, if that helps.
That's fine.
It's 800-465-3259.
Can I have the city and state that they're located in?
Dublin, Georgia.
What day did you start there?
September 19th, 2022.
Why are you no longer working there?
Well, I resigned the position, but I later found out that there was some, one of my employees was kind of undermining me, so I was given the choice to resign or to be terminated. So.
So you quit on your own?
I resigned, yes.
Yeah. What was the name and title of the person you advised you were quitting?
That would be Bill. I forget his last name.
What was his job title?
He was a regional or group manager. He was my boss. Also another person there. Let me see if I can find his name. It was his supervisor.
What was the final incident that caused you to quit?
I had made a deal with customer. We dealt a lot with finance.
Mm-hmm.
So I did have a couple of customers. They're good, you know, always answered the phone. They were just on hard times. And I made a payment for them, you know, a monthly payment that they were making. It was an agreement between them and I. And I guess that's against company policy, which I did not know.
Okay.
And it's something that every store manager does. It's just, you know, I learned do it in cash and not on your debit card.
Oh, wow.
So.
So what did you attempt to do to resolve the problem prior to quitting?
There was no option.
Thank you, one moment.
I was given two alternatives, resign or be fired. So.
Okay. Would you be receiving like vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
It's already been received.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Did you answer all the questions correctly?
Yes.
You're certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. So we match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. So false answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that?
I understand.
Thank you.
I understand, yes.
Thank you. One moment. So it is necessary to verify your identity when you file for unemployment benefits. So please submit the following information. Which of the following professional license have you ever held? Chemical pathology, dermatology, medical toxicology, respiratory care, or none of the above?
None of those, but I do have an existing state of Alabama insurance license.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10415 Main Tree Drive, 110 Herb Dixon Street, 51891.
Linda Sue Court, that one.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1998 Jeep Wrangler, 202 Volvo F60, 2004 Saturn Ion, 2007 Chevrolet HHR, or none of the above?
The first one.
Thank you.
The Jeep Wrangler. That's been a long time ago, though.
So, the next question, I just need to know if you agree. I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
So the following instructions are number and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claims. So, however, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. So you must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for the duration of your 90 days. So however, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. So in addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you could log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and you can update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. So an information booklet, benefit rights and responsibility, is going to contain information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, how do you file, how to file your weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in a booklet could cause a denial on your benefits. So an information booklet, okay, benefit rights and responsibility, is going to contain information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, how to claim your, file your weekly certification. So failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of your benefits. So the process you just completed about your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. So failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. So you can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal by clicking file week certification button on the homepage, or you can do it by telephone. If you do it by telephone, that number is going to be 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. So complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m.
Okay.
So whether you're filing online or by telephone, you do need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefit Rights and Responsibility Booklet Benefit Handbook. So exemptions to work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimant attending director approved training. So a letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. So it's very important that you carefully read all the information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions, you can call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. And you can schedule a callback appointment for assistance. So your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, so we may require a follow-up interview with you just to discuss our findings. So if so, you will be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once, not unless that employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but then later on they begin hiring. Failure to list and make 3 work search contacts each week could result in a loss of your benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So for assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No, don't believe.
Thank you.
One question. What are the weekly benefits?
The maximum is $275, but I don't know how much you're going to get exactly.
Right. Okay. All right.
So, thank you for submitting your initial claim. Your transaction number is 49-80-10-605.
Okay.
So, and your PIN is going to be 1512.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, bye.